from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. The man accused of killing an Akron mother and her 12-year-old son is being held on a $3 million bond. ONN's Jay Crawford in Cleveland has more.
28-year-old Brandon Casto has pleaded not guilty to two counts of aggravated murder. Police say Casto shot and killed 47-year-old Tanya Manguel and 12-year-old Jericho Manguel last month on West Wilbeth Road. Investigators say they are still looking into whether a dispute over parking may have sparked the shooting.
In Southwest Ohio, two teenagers are accused of robbing a Claremont County man and leaving him for dead at the side of a road. Here's ONN's Jared Allen.
Two teenage boys are facing charges today, including aggravated murder and aggravated robbery. The Claremont County Sheriff's Office says they played a role in the death of a young man. State Highway Patrol troopers found Jaden Nelson lying alongside U.S. 52 near the town of New Richmond along the Ohio River on March 8th. Prosecutors tell the Cincinnati Inquirer the boys ripped him off for thousands of dollars prior to killing him. Jaden Nelson was 19.
In Central Ohio, reaction continues to pour in after a beloved business leader was killed in a fire over the weekend. 43-year-old Matt Schmidt was a fifth-generation member of the family behind Schmidt's Sausage House, a cornerstone of Columbus's German Village neighborhood. ONN's Kristen McFarland has details.
Family, friends, and patrons are shaken by the sudden loss of Matt Schmidt, a family man who is remembered for his heart and his passion. Matt was the face of Schmidt's and served as the brand ambassador. The Upper Arlington Division of Fire says Schmidt was asleep when his home caught fire Sunday morning. His wife and three daughters made it out safely. Those who knew him most and watched him grow up say he was passionate about the family business.
And the community has really stepped up to rally for this family so far. They've raised over $160,000 to help them during this tragic time.
Early voting for the state of Ohio kicked off today, and new rules apply. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
Early voting kicks off today in the Ohio primary. In our state, you need a valid photo ID to vote. Valid forms of identification are an Ohio driver's license, a state of Ohio ID card, a U.S. passport, or a military ID card. And this year, if you vote absentee by mail, the ballot has to be received by the Board of Elections by 7:30 on election night. There's no more grace periods. Early voting runs from 8 in the morning until 5 in the evening at all Boards of Elections offices around the state.
A common pleas court has blocked enforcement of Ohio's new marijuana and hemp law, Senate Bill 56. ONN's Stacia Nakhan reports.
Court documents show a judge granted a temporary restraining order in Fremont, Ohio, late last month, just as the law took effect. A company that sells hemp products is suing law enforcement in Fremont, arguing the law redefines hemp so narrowly it could criminalize products that are legal under federal law and push businesses out of Ohio.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is challenging the restraining order. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday. The GOP Super PAC has made Ohio its top priority. ONN's Brianna Albizu explains.
The Senate Leadership Fund says it plans to spend almost $350 million on advertising for the upcoming midterm elections in November. Eight states have been targeted for spending, with Ohio at the very top of that list. $79 million will be allocated to television, radio, digital, and mail advertisements on behalf of incumbent Republican Senator John Houston in his bid to retain his seat.
And the city of Cleveland has a new holiday on the calendar. ONN's Danita Harris has the story.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman Day. Oh, I love it. Last night, Cleveland City Council officially declared April 18th as Superman Day. The date marks the first appearance of the Man of Steel in Action Comics back in 1938. Superman was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster right here in Cleveland. And of course, the most recent Superman movie was filmed right here.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.